My first question is, do you think fraternities are more helpful or harmful to college students and college campuses at large?
Definitely harmful. I think while they may have benefits in the form of sort of people getting together and like making connections and things, I think there are other ways to do that that are placed under a little bit more oversight and are a little bit, and thus are a little bit less conducive to some of the really terrible things that they bring, your exclusionary practices, which as a quick side note, I think one of the big problems of fraternities that I don't think gets talked about as often as I would appreciate is how many of them end up just sort of promoting systems of privilege even beyond how that already exists sort of as a innate part of the college system. You see a lot of elite fraternities that are very exclusive in terms of race still. You see a lot of fraternities where sort of by the nature, like you need a certain amount of money to get in. And sort of those groups end up promoting connections between people who already have these advantages to give them more advantages, which sort of has this snowball effect on systemic injustice. So that's a piece. And then you also have like the rape culture aspect, which I think is still very present on a large percentage of fraternities in America. I don't know if fraternities exist outside of America. That's beyond my scope of knowledge.
So how does the release of this 117-page document, how did it affect you as an incoming freshman to Swarthmore?
So my first reaction upon reading it, and I did read not the entire document, but I did read the entire article in The Phoenix, which had sort of the worst of. My first reaction was anger, right? Like, I was pissed that this was happening on a campus I was going to go to. I was already, even with the very small percentage of the student body in fraternities, that was something that, like, that was one of the few things that really pulled me away from Swarthmore and that I was, like, really cautious of. And to see that sort of highlighted mostly made me just really mad. But then I think I thought about it for a little while, and I came to a couple of conclusions. One, I do not believe that this is unique to the Swarthmore fraternities. I think anyone who thinks that it is a specific problem to that system is either naive or willingly ignorant of how commonplace a lot of these practices are. And there are anecdotal stories, there are studies, both of which back up that assertion. And so then I was weirdly appreciative, not that it's happening, but that I happened to be part of a community where all of this was exposed as opposed to being sort of hidden away and allowed to continue to sort of thrive in the shadows. And also a community where a very large percentage of the student body was very mobile in working to disrupt these systems, and if not working to, not working directly in the protests, working to help the people who have been most directly impacted with it. That was another thing that I was a little bit concerned about, right? Like, that's the kind of thing, to have all of this stuff very out in the open. It can be incredibly triggering if you've gone through that experience. But from what I've gathered and from what I've heard from a number of people who are on campus and who have connections with people on campus, the community has been pretty good about protecting the people who are most hurt by this system and then by this coming out, and also really giving some backlash and showing that this is not an acceptable thing, right? Like, the one thing that I think is really positive out of this is how quickly the student body was able to mobilize and like and get stuff done, right? And now I can say I have a great deal of pride in my student body for being as far as I'm aware, the only modern example of a school where stuff came out about how the terrible practices going on at fraternities, and we actually got rid of them.
And that leads to my final question. Why do you think student protest was so effective in this case?
A couple of reasons. But firstly, a piece I want to really clarify is student protest was effective in that it got the fraternities to shut themselves down. As of now, the administration has yet to do anything substantial. They carried out a task force thing that was supposed to find stuff. But by the time the fraternities had shut down, they had not taken any actual action. And as far as I'm aware, they still haven't done anything regarding, I guess they're graduates who we know for a fact participated in this, but I still would have liked a stronger statement against that. That said, I think a lot of what made it successful is the students of it all, right? Like, I think there's a piece about having this very small community with sort of a fundamental values of sort of giving people a space where they aren't at risk, giving people a space where their identities aren't marginalized. And I think since that is so ingrained into the community, it's also a very small community, where those two things combined made it very hard for the fraternities to survive once these protests stuck out. It just, whether or not they had shut down then, I don't think they would have lasted very long. Now that's just hypothesis, like I can't say for sure. But the general opinion of the school and even within some of the fraternities was turning very strongly against the fraternity system. And that's not something that promotes growth, which makes me think it was better for them to get ahead while they could. And I think there's a piece where, like, this, to the fraternity's credit, they owned that these events were events that happened in, they didn't own that they were events that happened while they were students, but they did own that that was sort of part of the structure of their fraternity, and I think sort of that ownership and the recognition that this was a sort of larger problem and that these systems existed in a way that was very harmful to the community, I think that was a lot of what made it successful.
Dope.